All right. It will never stop being important for us to understand home loans and every single aspect of them. And today we want to talk a little bit about the hidden costs of them. When you actually do apply for one, sometimes it seems to make sense to, I guess, apply for insurance cover as well. Because you never know in this particular environment, for example, whether or not you're going to retain your job and the like. Private wealth manager at FNB Wealth Management, Evelyn Dubell, joins me now. Good morning. How are you this morning? NFB, excuse me.
Well, thank you. And it's NFB.
Yes, I corrected myself. My apologies. I actually just thought that I'm sorry. Apologies for that. NFB. Evelyn, tell me, you know, what are some of these hidden costs that I should be paying attention to with respect to wealth management?
Your first time or your fifth time, you are faced with a multitude of paperwork and you're sitting there signing and hoping to goodness that everything just goes through the signatures. So there are a couple of things to be on the lookout for. First of all is you are going to need to have life insurance cover to seed to the bank to cover your insurance, I mean to cover your home loan. You're also going to need to make sure that you are able to afford your bond if you are retrenched or you become disabled and you can no longer work. So there's a couple of things to have a look for. And if you're a youngster buying your first house, invariably you don't have that kind of cover in place. So this is a very big and important decision. And just like with anything else, you need to consult with the people who know. And that would be your folks if you are lucky enough to have them around, even though they don't enjoy Father's Day. And my dad was equally bored yesterday.
Am I crazy? Or are they just sick of us?
I don't know.
Okay, carry on, Evelyn.
Anyway, so you know, when you're going to need this cover in place, so it's important to have a look. And I remember from buying my first place, I signed papers so my fingers are blue, and only to get my bond statement and see that there is, you know, this on there and this and the extra things. And also buying a car, you know, you've got dent and this recover and whatever other insurance on there. Okay. Whereas you probably have...
I've lost you, Evelyn. Okay, let's try and call Evelyn back and get a clearer line. Ken in Wilderness, good morning, says, I loved Father's Day. My 30-year-old doctor daughter and I went cycling in the Wanglands. Well, maybe that's the thing, is that I'm in a different province from my dad. Maybe he's sick of the phone call. I know he's sick of the pandemic. My dad really follows rules perfectly, so I know he's been basically sitting on his couch. Like 2 years almost. And so maybe that's his problem, is that he's just like, oh, whatever. What is Father's Day when my children can't even come? Us dads pick up on the fakeness. I'm not fake. I'm not fake. How dare you? All right. Evelyn is back. Evelyn, we've got a clearer line.
Oh, good.
Okay. I was saying that you sign your contracts until your fingers are blue, getting through all of these, I suppose, small print parts.
Yes. You know, the people who sit with you, like the conveyancers and the bank staff and so on, this is what they do every single day. So they run through the checklist, and you're just signing, and they are telling you what you're signing for, but you're not in that space where you are focused on what they're saying because you want to get this done. Mm. So I think it's important to take your time and say, right, what is needed from me in order to secure this home loan? And you'll find that you will need life cover, you will need retrenchment cover, and you will need disability cover, and also to protect your income should you become disabled. You will need those things. So have a look around, contact a financial advisor and say, can you get me this cover at a better premium? Mm. Once you sign the bank's forms, you've got 30 days to review and cancel. But if you don't know what you've signed for, you're going to only see this much later when you get your bond statement, and you're going to say, what is this extra 1,000 rand I'm paying for this? And what is the extra, you know, 500 rand I'm paying for that? Well, you could have got this outside of the bond application.
The repayment itself, yeah.
And you could look after yourself a bit better, because the bank, and let's be fair, looks after the bank. They want to make sure that they're risk is covered.
Absolutely.
And you need to make sure that your risk is covered. Your risk is that, yes, I can afford my home loan because the bank is getting their money, but now what happens to the rest of my life? How do I afford that? And you'll find that when you compare the cost of taking the cover through the home loan or taking the cover privately through your financial advisor, you will save between, you know, 60% and 50% of the actual cost of this cover, and you will get more cover and better cover that suits you and make sure that you're able to afford whatever happens to you so that you can carry on living and afford your bond. So have a conversation. Buying a house is a big step. It's not, you know, something you do every day.
It certainly isn't.
And it's important that you consult and you have a discussion. You're never too young to seek financial advice.
Mm.
And so, you know, have a conversation with your parents. If not, find a financial advisor that you and say, I'm buying a house. What do I need to do? You know, go online, Google, have a look and see what there is. And then, you know, get yourself informed.
Evelyn, thank you so much. Only because you're a private wealth manager in general, I'm going to have to pass on this question from one of our listeners, which has got nothing to do with the topic at hand. Gino asks, can one pay extra on car loans without being penalized? Can it decrease the amount of month's repayment?
I'm not too sure about the bank side and what happens with them, but I'm sure you can pay more to decrease your interest on the car loan, and you can pay it off sooner, but I'm not too sure what the actual mechanics of that is.
Mm.
I'm more on the wealth side and on the risk side when it comes to making sure that you are protected from that side. But yeah, just like a home loan, I'm sure you can pay extra on a car loan. I'm sure you can pay extra as well.
Indeed.
But don't sign up for the longest car loan of 6 years or 7 years because you'll be paying interest for most of that time.
Quite right. Thank you very much for that insight. Mm. Evelyn Dubell, private wealth manager at NFP Wealth.